A 57-year-old Tonga man survived a night in the ocean after a tsunami wave swept him out to sea last Saturday. The incident happened after the huge burst of a volcano in the island kingdom of Tonga. Lisela Falau told Tonga's Broadcom Broadcasting that he was painting his house last Saturday when his brother told him a tsunami was moving toward the small island of Atata. The island has a population of about 60. Falau is disabled and has difficulty walking. He said he climbed a tree to escape the first wave, but when he got down, another big wave swept him away. I could hear my son calling from land, but I didn't want to answer my son because I didn't want him to swim out to find me, said Falau. Falau was swept out to sea at about 7 p.m. local time. Then, he said he drifted or swam another 8 hours to a second island with no one living on it before finally swimming again to the main island of Tongatapu. The experience lasted more than 27 hours and covered 7.5 kilometers. Falau said that he went underwater 9 times. On the 8th time, I thought, the next time I go underwater, that's it, because my arms were the only things that were keeping me above water, said Lisela Falau. He told Reuters, so the 9th time I went under and came up and grabbed a log, and that's what kept me going. In an interview with Britain's Sky News, Falau said he was frightened when the waves took him from land into the sea. What came into my mind when I was helpless at sea were 2 things, he said. He added, one, that I still had faith in God. 2 is my family, and I only remember how my family will think at that moment. Maybe he died. New Zealand's acting High Commissioner Peter Lund said Tongan officials told him last Sunday that a man was missing from Atata Island, and they weren't very optimistic about it, Lund said. There was even a video recorded by Falau's son, Kali Falau, who went searching for his father. The video shows that almost nothing was left standing on the island other than a church, where many of the villagers took shelter. It's one of these miracles that happens, Lund told the Associated Press. The story of Falau's survival went viral among Tongan groups on Facebook and other social media. Real-life Aquaman, said one post on Facebook, referring to the comic book and movie character. When asked if he knew who Aquaman was, Falau said he did not. I'm Gregory Stockel.